Nutrition for Life. Sanzyme is AHSANAZIZ Data Services 5/8/2025. Date of accident is 10/19/2023. Date of birth is 2/5/1983. Mr. Ehsan is here for follow-up evaluation on 5/8/2025. He was a restaurant driver on 10/19/2023 when he was rear-ended in an automobile accident. This caused him multiple episodes of pain that affected his head without any TBI symptoms, but pain syndrome started into his right shoulder and lower back and neck to the tune of 7 to 9. Some shooting pain with numbness tingling of the right posterior arm was also reported up to the elbow. Shooting pain to the both legs posteriorly in S1S2 dermatome fashion was reported as numbness and tingling. The symptoms continued more or less. Patient had chosen a conservative treatment without any injections, and he has been a good candidate. He has been compliant, and he is undergoing therapy. He reports today that he is here. His pains are still continuing. He does continue on a full-time job, and after the end of the shift, he starts having pain in the right shoulder, neck, and the lower back. Then he reports that he likes to get a lidoprim ointment if he can. Overall, the ADLs are affected. The patient reports are 20-30% relief in the pain system. His ADLs are affected as follows. Please review the record for the ADL for system review and for additional issues, substance abuse, compliance plan, as well as the compliance history. The patient was provided the physical examination reveals that the blood pressure was 150 over 110, pulse was 92, and pulse ox was 98. The rest of the exam was same as from previous visits, which are dated 3/10/2025, dictation number 314-001. The plan is to continue lidocaine ointment at patient request. His meds have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and the patient is found to be in good shape. Number two, the patient did arrive for a procedure called lumbar epidural steroid injection that was prepared for him, and he was having placed on the fluoroscopy table. All the preparations were done. Nitrous oxide was begun. IV anesthesia began. However, his pressure was 187 to 123 to begin with. We waited for blood pressure to stop, come down. It did come down to 171 over 117, and it was not comfortable to carry on the procedure. So the patient did go through all the prep, but the procedure was postponed for a later date when it is more safer. Thank you. He was given Vorset 2 cc's to prep. Nitrous oxide was given.